How many of you have ever done a food drive? How'd it work for you? Okay. What do you mean by great? Did you get a gazillion new patients from? Did you get more new patients than you could possibly handle? All right. What I want to talk about is a food drive that could put more new patients in your office than you could possibly handle. And the biggest problem with this food drive is it could put more new patients in your office than you could possibly handle. So you have to really think about what you're doing here. This is the time of the year that, you know, we like to be thinking about Thanksgiving. We want to help people who may be less fortunate than us. And a food drive is a great thing to do. Okay? Now, what we've ever always done is we've had a little food drive in our office that says, if you bring in this much food, we'll give you a gift check worth so much towards a new patient exam or a free adjustment or some such thing. Yes? Okay. What if you actually approached the local charity, the local food bank, the local community resource center, whoever would be the responsible party in your community? And you told them this. What if I went to a local food store and enrolled them in the idea of a food drive. And, you know, we'll post signs in the store. And the idea is quite simply, anyone who buys food, you know, 2 cans of food, 4 cans of food, whatever it is you decide, will get a gift check worth X dollars that they could use towards new patient services in your office over this period of time. If I could get a food store to embrace this idea, the only thing I need to know from the charity is, would you be willing to send a letter endorsing this to your local donor list? And then all I need from the charity is in writing that they'd be willing to do so. Then I'm going to show up at the food store with this letter from the charity, and I want to talk to the owner or the general manager, and I'm going to go, look, if I could drive more business to your store and I could cause more people in your store to buy more food, and we could do this and help people who are less fortunate than us, and all you have to do is collect the food and have your cashiers give a gift certificate to my office, would you be interested in hearing more? Oh, and by the way, here's the letter from the charity that says they'll do it. They got to be nuts to say no to you. Okay? And so up in the store go signs, you know, food drive. You contribute at least 2 cans of food. Let the clerk know at checkout. And there's a $100 gift certificate for you for Dr. Hoffman's office. All the cashier has to do is any of this food for the food drive. And that goes in a basket or a bucket or a barrel or whatever it would be at the end of checkout. And when they donate the food, they get a gift check for your office. Now, you could go to a mom and pop food store and they would love to do this with you. Or you could go to a big food store. Here's the problem. A big food store may have 10,000 transactions in a day. Well, if you only got 1%, you'd still be in rough shape, right? So the way to make this work is, you know, this is good through the end of the year, but you have to call within 48 hours to schedule your appointment. Because after 48 hours, you may call the store and go, we're done. We're done. I mean, would 100 more new patients this year be enough? What if you got 300? You guys need another energy drink. This is a freaking great idea. Okay? You like it? Okay. So, then who's the hero here? you're the hero. And the food store is the hero. And the food store sells more food. They sell it to a lot more people because the charity said, listen, please go shop at Food Giant this week because they're doing a food drive to support us. Okay? Cost the charity almost nothing. And who now just marketed for you? The food store and the charity. If you're going to do work for a charity, shouldn't they do work for you? I think so.